Hello, and welcome to This or That, the show where we, the woefully uninformed, settle the most pressing questions of our day. I'm your host, Chris. With me today, as always, are Joshua.
Hello.
And Danielle.
Hi.
If you're a longtime listener, then you know how this works. But if you're new to the show, let me explain. Each week, we choose a topic and discuss. The problem will always have two opposing sides and can range from the absurdly silly to the deadly serious. Whatever it is, we don't stop until we choose a side. Now, we rely on your contributions to keep us sounding fresh, so go ahead and send in your best this or that, and your idea may be featured in an upcoming episode. Today's topic is a blast from the past. Stick your arm in a lion's throat or have your eye popped out by a cat.
Is this what a listener request?
This is a listener request. Thank you, Joshua. This is a listener request.
It was
submitted by Trey from Illinois. Longtime submitter, Trey. Thanks for listening. Okay. Arm in a lion's throat or have your eye popped out by a cat?
Okay, so first question.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
The lion's alive.
That's fair.
And then is the eye is actually popped out by the cat. It's not like the cat swats at you and you could or could not get injured. Like, it is popped out.
It's not popped out. It's popped in.
Like, it's deflated.
Like it's
deflated.
Like, it's cartoon deflated.
It's not cartoon deflated. Look. Fuckers.
Have we actually confirmed that eyeballs deflate?
For the audience, for the listeners who maybe have not caught up on all the back episodes, first of all, like, shame. But second of all,
shame.
One thing you may not know about me is that I have a fear of cats. Specifically, nothing else. I like cats. They're fine. But I'm afraid of them popping my eyeball. I'm afraid that they're going to reach up with one of their claws and stick it into my eyeball and my eyeball will pop. And I am frequently made fun of because nobody seems to think that your eyeball can pop, except it can, because it's under pressure, filled with fluid. Like, it can pop.
Okay. Who frequently makes fun of you?
You guys.
No. By the time this comes out, this will be like
fun of
episode
me all the fucking time about this.
This will probably be like episode 75 if it comes out, and we have not talked about this since like episode 25, like
oh
a year ago.
Gosh.
I know. That's why I said blast from the past. I'm just saying every time it gets brought up, and it's not a recurring theme by any stretch, but every time it gets popped up, you guys marginalize my fear, and I feel like it's legitimate.
Okay. When I stick my hand in this lion's throat,
yeah.
How long do I have to keep it in there?
You know, as long as you have to.
What does that mean?
To accomplish what? Until they bite my arm off?
Yeah, like the lion isn't gonna like it, so you know, you're gonna have to touch. What's the dangly thing?
So this has to end with my arm getting ripped off?
No. I'm leaving. This is one of those rare occasions, the rare this or that, where I'm not going to define what happens when you stick your arm in a lion's throat. I am gonna tell you that you have to touch that little dangly thing. What is it? The duodenum or whatever?
The duodenum.
Yeah,
in your digestive
the vulva.
System.
You need to touch
Oofula.
The lion's vulva.
Jesus! If you have to touch a lion's
saying,
vulva, I'm having nothing to do with this.
Uvula. That sounds like an Italian car manufacturer.
Fix
yes.
it again, Tony.
You need to touch the uvula. And then at that point, you can get your arm. You're done. So if the lion does nothing, if the lion's like, "Oh, that's cool. In fact, I was waiting for somebody to do that. Thanks." Then you're good. But if the lion's like, "Hey, bro, don't touch my vulva," and then eat your arm, like that's what happens.
So this is belated, but I just gotta pat Danielle on the back for the sweet Fiat joke there.
That's right. Proud to be Italian today. All right. So this is what could potentially happen with the lion. I feel like the lion, you're not going to get away unscathed from this lion.
Well, no, in either case.
Yeah. Additionally, on top of the fact that you've got your arm in this lion's mouth, I feel like that's the least of the damage that this lion would do. This lion's going to kill you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So...
No, I will. Okay, so I will say that whatever happens to your arm, and I know this is weird because normally we like clearly identify so we can weigh the pros and cons. I'm trying this out for this episode, you know, leaving the air of mystery alive. Ooh. So your imagination, you know, can take a little trip and figure it out for yourself. But I will say that the damage is shoulder down only.
Okay, so here's my next question.
Yeah.
This lion, how am I getting it in a position where it's got... It's receptive to this. Like, do I have to catch this thing?
Yeah, like, you're in the plains of Africa.
Yeah. Like, is it immobilized from the shoulder down and, like, just its head is, like, sticking through a hole or something?
Oh, that's a really good... I'm going to say you're...
Like, it's in the stocks?
You're at the zoo. You're at... No. No. That's
not nice to lions.
Animal cruelty. Instead, we're at the zoo where we put him behind bars and it's fine.
It's kind of mean too.
So no, it's you're at the zoo and you are stupid and there's a lion.
Okay, this all checks
out. And you're
out.
Trying to pet the kitty. You're trying to pet the kitty touch the kitty's uvula, and that's what's happening. So you're on one side of the bars and your arm is going through the bars.
Okay, but. When I'm reaching through to touch the kitty's vulva.
Don't say that!
If it reaches through and swats my head's just invulnerable?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just not going to do that.
Oh my god.
And its mouth is open. It is mid-roar. And you're like, ooh, what's that? And you try and touch the dangly thing. Not its penis. It's
Okay, so now in the other situation... Are we just being mauled by this lion and everything is impervious except for one eye? And so once it hits it, then game over?
Oh, yeah. I thought it was just like your standard house cat that was going to be doing
no,
that.
No, this is house cat.
A house cat. Sorry. Okay, well, same question then. Like, how is it going for your eye only?
I'll tell you, because I will describe in minute detail what will happen because... This is my fear around
your
cats.
Waking nightmare.
Okay. My waking nightmare around cats. Okay, so you are asleep. You are laying in bed asleep. Pretend you do not own a cat.
Okay, I own two.
You are lying in bed asleep. You don't own a cat. You wake up because there's this heavy weight on your chest.
You're being cat-eyed.
He's going to suck your breath out.
I mean, I don't know what any of those words
Stephen
are.
King.
But okay, so you wake up, and there's this cat on your chest, and it locks eyes with you, and you're frozen just by its gaze.
Oh, God.
And then it reaches one arm out slowly.
Okay.
And one claw extends, and it pops your fucking eyeball.
It's gonna cat's eye you, and then it's gonna be like some Japanese schoolgirl magical cat because it's got some weird gaze that can freeze you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh no.
No, I'm not saying like it's magical. I'm saying you wake up and you're so like stupefied and dumbfounded by the fact that there's this cat that you don't own sitting on your chest looking directly at you that you're just paralyzed by the absurdity of this. Like, am I dreaming? Is this real? What is life?
I was hoping the cat was magical.
What is life? What is
what
love?
Is,
baby, don't hurt
what
me.
What is love?
No more.
Baby, don't I really hurt wanted to be me. A Sailor Scout.
Right. Yeah. But instead of all those things happening, the cat reaches out one claw and just pops your fucking eyeball.
Okay.
Okay, and this
do I pick the
complete...
eye?
Just a second. Can I ask?
Oh, yeah.
Does this lead to complete eyeball destruction?
That I don't know. That's a really good question.
Okay.
I'm going to say in both cases, there is hospitalization, you know, necessary and available. But you do not fully recover. And no, Josh, you cannot pick the eye. Because that's not fair.
Is it random then?
I'm gonna say for this instance. Okay, so for the audience, well, Josh, you explain it.
Well, I can't see out of one eye because I was born premature and I didn't get enough oxygen to my head.
It was actually right. It was too much oxygen, wasn't it?
Oh, okay. Well, I got too much oxygen into my head.
Right into your brain hole.
Yeah, into a brain hole.
Right. Okay. So in this case, magically, Josh, both your eyes are the best.
Oh, great.
Well, then you it's have a, both best that's eyes. Not right because then it's a zero sum game for him.
Well, it's like that for all of us then. It's yeah. Got to be.
I mean, it's everything's equal one way or the other. But like Josh can't have one eye that doesn't work and then choose that one or have a 50-50 chance that's the one because that gives him an unfair advantage in this or that.
Yeah. Does this fix my terrible nearsightedness?
No.
Oh.
arm, it's going to be your dominant arm. You're not going to reach for something with your non-dominant arm if you want to touch it.
Right. Right.
Oh, yeah. Seriously? I can't even... Oh.
Well, you wouldn't. You naturally just wouldn't.
Well,
yeah, I don't
but
think you would.
You're shoving your arm in a lion's mouth. I mean, you're
because
clearly
you're so
an idiot.
Curious about this. Like, you're not...
Yeah, you're just
you're
like...
You're reaching with your dominant hand. That's just how everyone would do it.
Yeah.
Oh, motherfucker.
Dude, I'll tell you right now, touching that uvula.
Touch that Volvo.
Touching that Volvo. I'm touching that Volvo.
I'm doing eyeball.
All day long.
I'm doing eyeball.
What? What?
Yeah.
Are you fucking insane?
I think I might do eyeball also.
Yeah, because I think I could function better with only having sight in one eye than only having one arm.
Well, first of all, it's not even guaranteed you're going to lose sight. Chris didn't say that you would lose the eye. It might heal.
Yeah.
It might heal. You will not fully recover.
But you might get some sight back.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe you have impaired vision, or maybe, like, the eyeball doesn't move, or I don't know. I don't know what happens.
I mean,
or
in that case, I am literally, I am just in the same situation I'm in right now. I have an eye that doesn't move that I can't see out of.
You can move it. Right. It's just lazy. It moves a little slower than the other one.
It's just lazy.
It's
if only
sluggish.
It worked out a little bit harder.
And when I try to look straight ahead, it's always looking like down at my nose.
Yeah. He's,
again, because it's lazy.
It's a little lazy.
And you're not wrong about
really
it needing
thinking...
to work out harder. That actually, I think, could fix it.
I don't know how you what kind of eye exercises are you got to put a little barbell in there? Like, how does that work?
Yes, you have
my
to put a little barbell in there.
I think you'd probably want a dumbbell because it's hard to use barbells unilaterally.
Ah, yes, good thinking. Good
right.
Thinking.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going eyeball. I mean, I think
what?
The most traumatic thing about that would just having that cat stare me down. I'd be like, we need to give that cat away.
That's the most traumatic thing.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, you don't even own the cat. This is a stranger cat.
Oh, this is a stranger cat that crept into my room? That's kind of horrifying.
Right. I know. That's totally cat's eye.
Yeah, that is cat's eye. But this cat is actually... Cat's eye, at least, was looking out for you. He was trying to protect you against those little trolley men. Anyway. Yeah.
I have no idea what the fuck you guys are talking
about
right now.
You have read more Stephen King than either of us. Well, maybe not Danielle.
Yeah, I've read a lot of Stephen King.
I have not read this book.
It is. Is it in, I don't know, Graveyard Shift?
Yeah, I think it's in Graveyard Shift.
Oh, well, I've read that a few times. It doesn't matter. I probably skimmed over it because it was like about a cat that like looks at you and I'm like, well, fuck that. I'm not reading that.
I don't
want to
be
scary.
Looked at by any cats.
Let's go back to that killer clown that like kills kids.
They all
That's
float
not as
down
scary.
Here.
Indeed.
They all float down here. Like, yeah. Well, I mean, they do.
Yeah.
What's that little kid's name?
Because they're
Georgie.
Georgie Denbro? Yeah.
Georgie Dead Kid.
Oh, and his rain slicker. Anyway. Okay.
You guys are going cats?
I'm going,
there's nothing
going
really
cat,
this
man.
The cat seems
my
like
fucking,
the obvious choice.
Arm. Yeah, it's an obvious
what?
Choice.
I mean,
overall less damage. I mean, like if you looked at it from like a D&D perspective.
Well,
I mean,
Dungeons
and
Dragons.
And you had to roll for damage or whatever. I don't know how that works.
Actually, no.
What?
Maybe I'm going cat. Like big cat.
Wait.
Why?
Oh, you gotta be more.
Sorry.
For the feline.
Because okay,
I
okay.
think I'm gonna go for the one with the cat.
I stick my arm in there. It's gonna chomp down.
Right.
I've got bars, so it's not gonna be able to pull.
Right.
Yeah, it can pull.
I'm going to be pulling the other way. I think the combination of it pulling back and me pulling back in an opposite direction is going to make it need to, like, re-grip, and that's going to give me time to pull my arm out.
I'm disagreeing with you.
I think Josh is totally right. Like, I think also this lion, like, it's in a zoo. It is not. It doesn't want to eat you. Like, the
yes,
only
it does.
Reason
it hates
why it's
you,
doing that
it's in a fucking
is
zoo.
Because you're all up in its business, and the minute you stop being in its business, it's gonna be. It's just like a warning bite. It's just like a get the fuck out of here.
Okay, all you're doing is making shit up to justify your stance.
No,
you might lose
you're
fingers.
Making shit up about this unknown lion.
You might lose fingers, but, like, you know, then you'd have
you're
a
gonna,
cool story.
You're going to lose your fucking arm. I mean, there was an article today about this dude that was killed by his own dog, and it was a dog. Like, just a dog.
Was it, like, I mean, mastiff?
No,
wait, yeah,
it was
what?
Just a bull terrier. It was, like, Spuds McKenzie.
Okay, those things have jaws puppy. That are, like...
Okay,
like,
I'm
thing,
sorry,
that thing probably
should
could
we...
have popped his head.
Let's compare a bull terrier, which is a smaller dog, to a fucking lion. Where are you getting this idea that a lion's jaws are not... They can tear a whole antelope apart.
Okay.
But this lion isn't like, hunting you. The lion is just, like, yawning, and you want to touch its little dangly bits, and it's like, well, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh, my God.
Whereas the cat is... I specifically made it this way. The cat is maliciously, like, the cat wants to pop your eyeball. The cat is going for the most damage possible. It knows, it sees you. It knows who you are. It reaches one claw out. It doesn't, like, swipe. It reaches one claw out and pops
just
your fucking eyeball.
It stole your social security boop. Number. It's you know, secretly married to your wife. Like,
right.
And so,
I'm just calling shenanigans on the commission on this one. This is a bunch of crap.
Wait. Here's another wrinkle in this.
If Josh can do that other episode that was a pile of crap, then I can do this one.
Okay, wait. I have another wrinkle in this that puts me back on the house cat.
Tell me your wrinkle.
On the lion side, it mauls the shit out of your arm. You could just bleed to death. Even if it doesn't do damage and tears your arm off, you could bleed to death waiting for the ambulance.
Yeah, you can.
Nah, no, they always have, like,
you know,
emergency
what? I'm just,
care
since
right
you brought
there.
It up, little Georgie Denbro, know how he died? He got his fucking arm ripped off.
By a killer clown.
Slash spider.
What is the difference?
Slash spider slash
demon thing.
I'm not sure what else.
Dude, he got his arm ripped off.
Did you say what's the difference between a killer clown, a fictional killer clown slash spider that lives in the sewers, and a lion in a zoo?
When you're getting your arm ripped off by both of them, I don't really see the difference.
I don't think that's an accurate comparison.
Oh my Christ. This is...
I think...
You have gone off the rails, my friend.
No, I am firmly on the rails. There are rails.
A bunch of crap.
I am on them.
Okay, I was totally just humoring you, Chris. I'm going with the house cat. Fucking obviously.
Like, really? Damn it. I thought I had
so
you, buddy.
Obviously. I mean,
no way.
At worst, I'm going to be in the
terrifying.
Exact same spot I'm in right now. And there's very little chance I'm going to die on my way to the hospital.
Okay, but try and imagine that you don't have a lazy eye that can't see.
Try to imagine that Chris doesn't have an irrational fear of a cat popping his eyeball, and this whole episode would be different.
In this case, it's not irrational because it's at one of the choices. It is actually going to happen.
This whole episode's
only
happening to try to justify Chris's fears.
Look, I didn't suggest this topic. Trey from Illinois submitted it. Clearly, this is something that's been on his mind for a while.
Yeah, we're going to...
This is what this show is about.
We're going to see an article in the Seattle Times where we're like, man, duct tapes cat to his face to try to prove a point to someone.
Yeah. Irrational
man with crazy
fears.
Don't do that. No, don't make that sacrifice. It's not worth it.
All right.
Okay, well, so you guys are decided. There's nothing I can do to change your mind?
Of course not.
What? That's crazy. Oh, my God. Okay, fine.
Trey, write us back. Tell us which one you choose.
Yeah, Trey.
Yeah, Trey, or
anyone else.
Anybody else who agrees with me, write us back. If you don't, you know, fuck off. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week, we discussed a totally normal fear and also a lion and its vulva. Which would you choose? You can email us at trtpodcast@gmail.com or tweet us at tortpodcast. You can even drop by our Facebook page and say hi. Have a great idea for a topic, like Trey from Illinois. Send us an email, and don't forget to give us your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout-out. If you like the show, tell your friends and do us a favor and rate us on iTunes or wherever you got this episode. And be sure and join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things on This or That.